Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Now, if you appreciate Issues Etc., please consider making a tax-deductible gift today. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, the 4th of November. We've got four soundbites to play for you. We'll play them in rapid succession, and then it's your turn. Your vote will decide which of the four soundbites will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, your vote can be because you like it or dislike it. You've never want to hear it again, or you want to hear it again. All your reasons are your own. We simply need to know which one you're voting for, why, who you are, and where you listen. You can vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote. We'll get it right here in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your vote at issuesetc. Or go to our Facebook fan page where we have left space for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. And we're giving away the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and a notepad to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one this week comes from, well, a group of Lutheran pastors who happen to also be Cubs fans.
Missouri City pastors who are fans of the world champion Chicago Cubs love listening to Issues Etc.
All right, that's soundbite number one, Lutheran pastors and Cub fans who love Issues Etc. If you'd like to vote for that one, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page right now, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from Pastor Larry Peters. Here he is making the case that the historic liturgy is supremely pastoral.
The liturgical movement is about the piety of God's people. It is about where we encounter God, where we meet Him in His Son, Jesus Christ, where His gifts are bestowed upon us, where the power and strength of our everyday lives as the spiritual priests of God in service to Him, where all of these things come together. And this is a very pastoral concern. We want our people to be strengthened and nurtured and shaped and directed by the Word of God and the visible Word of the sacraments. We want the liturgy to reflect this concern because our people are being bombarded with a piety that is rooted in other places. Everything from the stuff they listen to on the radio to the stuff they find on the internet, these things are not only un-Lutheran, but they are drawing people away from the one thing that is certain and sure, the Word that does not change, and the means of grace that bestow the gifts of that Word to God's people. So it's very important and very pastoral for us to be concerned about what happens in worship so that our people know what to expect and what to receive and how to use these gifts in their daily life. Because apart from this, you know, they become subject to the whims of the people planning worship, and their piety becomes rootless and groundless, to the point where they can be moved around by every wind of doctrine, as St. Paul says, and end up losing the very gospel that is at its heart and center within the Sunday morning liturgy, both in the liturgy itself as well as in the proclamation from the pulpit.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Larry Peters talking about the liturgy being supremely pastoral. If you'd like to vote for it, just give us a call live this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC, and email talkback@issuesetc.org, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote right there, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite number three this week comes from Dr. Al Culver. We were talking with him about the latest of statements, joint statements signed by representatives of the Vatican. In this case, it was Pope Francis himself and the Lutheran World Federation representing liberal Lutherans. There's a lot of reference made to the joint declaration on the doctrine of justification, the long history of dialogue between the two groups. Here he is responding to the claims and telling the truth about Catholic dialogue with liberal Lutherans.
With this joint statement, we express joyful gratitude to God as we begin the year of commemorating the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. 50 years of sustained and fruitful ecumenical dialogue between Catholics and Lutherans have helped us to overcome many differences. His Holiness Pope Francis and the LWF President Bishop Yunnan will now sign the joint statement as an expression of the commitment of our two communions.
After the joint declaration was signed, Rome had an addendum to the joint declaration where they essentially said, if you are Roman Catholic, you should not speak about grace in the way that the joint declaration describes it. So the Catholics, on the one hand, adopted some Lutheran or Reformation language about grace to help Lutherans come along to the fuller understanding of the Roman Catholic doctrine of grace. But they had a warning for Roman Catholics. The way that we talk about it here isn't for you. It's for the Protestants.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. Al Culver, telling the truth about Catholic dialogue with liberal Lutherans. If you'd like to vote for that one and make it Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, I encourage you to do so. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at IssuesETC.org. Our Twitter address at IssuesETC and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Be ready to vote because right after we play this fourth and final soundbite, it's all your turn. Your vote will decide which will be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. This one comes from Gary McCaleb. He's talking here about transgenderism, both theologically and logically.
Well, I think this is part of a larger agenda. It grows directly out of the same-sex marriage battle, and it seems to be the progressive mindset, and this is rooted more in kind of the religious end of things and not the legal end, but the mindset seems to be we can be our own gods. We are going to determine what sex we are. We're going to determine what marriage is. So there's a philosophy that lies behind it. But I think pragmatically, what we see the left driving for is a personal autonomy at the expense of almost everyone else and having the state enforce that. And there's not a lot of logic to it. When you hear one of our opposing attorneys saying that you can't characterize any part of the human body as male or female, that's not law, that's not reason, that's not logic, that's a pure agenda that's rooted in some very different notions of what society should look like.
That's soundbite number four, Gary McCaleb, transgenderism, both theologically and logically. Those are the four soundbites. Now it's your turn to vote and pick one to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week live this Friday afternoon, November the 4th. You vote by giving us a call, and phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Or via Twitter at IssuesETC or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. We'll know which one you're voting for, why, who you are, and where you listen. Stay tuned.
Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Does the gospel free you to do what you want? I've written an article in the latest Issues Etc. journal titled Better Than Good, Failed Attempts to Improve on the Gospel, You can read it by subscribing to the online Issues Etc. journal. Just click the red subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. You can also read Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer's spiritual journey from Roman Catholicism and American Evangelicalism to Confessional Lutheranism, the free online Issues Etc. journal.
Are you a homeschool parent looking for help teaching certain subjects? Or do you want your student to study the history, languages, and literature of Western civilization? Memoria Press Online Academy has live online classes with master teachers to help you. Their teachers have years of experience teaching, delighting, and moving students literally from all around the world. Your homeschool year doesn't have to be difficult. Visit MemoriaPressAcademy.com or call 877-745-8866.
We're supported by listeners like you. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Final 10 minutes are dedicated to your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live on this Friday afternoon, November the 4th. The listener with the best vote gets the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. Just vote, and if you have the best vote, you'll get that absolutely free. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can send us your vote via email. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your vote at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote there. Remember to tell us why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for, who you are, and where you listen. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one, Lutheran pastors and Cub fans love Issues Etc.? Will it be soundbite number two, Pastor Larry Peters, the liturgy is supremely pastoral? Soundbite number three, Dr. Al Culver, the truth about Catholic dialogue with liberal Lutherans? Or soundbite number four, Gary McCaleb, transgenderism both theologically and logically? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Up first, listening in Chicago, Chris is on the line. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Pastor Todd. And I guess you could guess my favorite is soundbite number one. Abraham only had to wait 100 years for a child. Cub fans have been waiting 108 years for World Series. But seriously, also because it shows that pastors are people who enjoy sports and celebration and all the good things of our human life, not just theology and the real serious things that they preach about.
Well, Chris, thank you very much, and thanks for listening to Chicago. Congratulations to the Chicago Cubs. I told somebody the other day, after the way the Cards have been playing compared to their previous seasons, it was really nice to watch two excellent teams in the World Series, and the best team won. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Cynthia, a long-suffering Cubs fan in exile, says, I just have to do this. I'll go with soundbite number one. It shows that not all LCMS pastors are Cardinals fans. That's quite true. Okay, all jesting aside, some of us have been waiting a long time for this, and it's been fun to hear people in all walks of life, including some pastors, just enjoying a rare event in its wake. The other sound bites are very interesting, so it's always hard to pick, but the first one stands out as being rather different than your normal selections as well. That's fantastic. And Cynthia, thanks for listening in Nebraska. You'll get back to Chicago someday. David listens in Longmont, Colorado. David says, that's why I'm a Lutheran. That's why I keep listening to Issues, etc. What Pastor Peter said nails it. He voted for soundbite number two. The liturgy is supremely pastoral. The liturgy keeps me sane in the best sense of the word. When I receive what God serves up during the divine service, word, and sacrament, it is then that I am comforted and return to the very truth that I hear attacked the rest of the week. This is where things get righted in my mind once a week. Those who keep messing with the liturgy, he says, are messing with my mind. Thank you very much, David. Thanks for listening out there in Colorado. Jordan listens in Indiana. He's voting for soundbite number one, the Lutheran pastors and Cub fans who love Issues, etc. He says, that was a World Series for the ages, and I know that the pastors who recorded this personally, oh, that's good. He says, go Cubs. Jordan, thanks for listening in Indiana. Still plenty of time for your vote for the Issues, etc. soundbite of the week and your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Concordia Publishing House's annual warehouse sale is online. It's in the store. You can take advantage of discounted prices on many of the items you hear us promote here on Issues, etc. November the 1st through the 8th, you still have a couple days, you'll find major cost savings on books, music, Bibles, educational resources, and more. You can go to our website, issuesetc.org, and look for the Concordia Publishing House warehouse sale logo. Click right on that, and you will be directed directly to their warehouse sale online. If you're in the area, you can go to 3558 South Jefferson in St. Louis. That's Concordia Publishing House annual warehouse sale, November 1st through the 8th. Via Twitter, Mark in Rochester, New York, all he says is, go Cubs, go. The Issues, etc. soundbite number one, all the way, says Mark. Thanks for listening to New York, Mark. The winner this week, according to your votes, is soundbite number one. Lutheran pastors and Cub fans love Issues, etc.
Lutheran pastors who are fans of the world champion Chicago Cubs love listening to Issues, etc.
All right, that's soundbite number one, the winner of Issues, Etc. soundbite. Let's see, we are going to give the LPR bundle package to, I'm looking here, to Cynthia listening in Nebraska, because she's also a Cubs fan as well. Cynthia, if you send us your shirt size and your mailing address, we will send you the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted. Issues, Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by Luther Academy, where they've been training Lutheran pastors and lay people this week in Copenhagen, Denmark. Find out more about this confessionally Lutheran worldwide mission outreach at lutheracademy.com, serving Lutheran pastors and lay people to the ends of the earth. lutheracademy.com. Sunday night on Sirius XM Family Talk 131, you're going to hear our interview with Dr. Al Culver on Pope Francis meeting with the Lutheran leaders in Sweden, and our conversation with Dr. Al Schmidt. Our series classroom apologetics will be in the sociology classroom, Sociology 101, finding about some of those things that college and university students will hear there that will both challenge and contradict their Christian faith and a Christian worldview. That Sunday night at 10 Central on Sirius XM Family Talk 101. Monday on Issues, Etc., it's open lines. Who are you voting for president and why? It's just that simple. We'll put up a place at our Facebook fan page for you to vote there. That's Monday on Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Repentance and forgiveness, sin and grace, law and gospel. More than cliches, real preaching for real people in need of hearing the real Christ. Christ for you and the divine service at St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, Illinois, where we gather every Saturday night at 6 and on the Lord's Day, Sunday mornings at 7:45 and 10. Look for the Church of the Neon Cross on I-55 between exits 30 and 33. Find us on the web, stpaullutheranchurchhamel.org. St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, where there is the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation for the people of God.
Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois, engages young adults in a Christ-centered environment, delivering academic excellence and spiritual growth to develop Christian leaders for tomorrow. We provide a Christ-focused alternative to public high schools. Many of our students receive tuition assistance. To help us provide tuition assistance to more students, go to melhs.org and click on the giving page, or call me, Dr. J. Krause, principal, at 618-656-0043.